This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. Who Moved My Cheese? That was the title of a business book that was especially popular a few years ago as a parable of how to deal with change. Today we'll learn about a remarkable change that is coming to Southwest Kansas, and it is literally about cheese. A new state-of-the-art cheese and whey protein processing plant is being constructed in Dodge City. It's today's Kansas Profile. Joanne Knight is executive director of the Dodge City Ford County Development Corporation, headquartered in Dodge City. She's a native of the region and a graduate of Dodge City Community College and the University of Oklahoma Economic Development Institute. Back in 1992, we started talking about recruiting dairies from California where they were being crowded out by population expansion, Joanne said. Dairy recruitment became a successful strategy for the Western Kansas Rural Economic Development Alliance in following decades. As milk production grew in Western Kansas, leaders wanted to add value and create more jobs. In 2021, Hilmar Cheese Company of Hilmar, California, announced that the company would build a state-of-the-art milk processing facility in Dodge City. "We're excited," Joanne said. "This will be a $630 million project and create 260 jobs, Joanne said. "The average salary is projected to be $63,000, she added. "The plant will operate 365 days a year and will have the capacity to handle 260 tanker trucks of milk per day, the equivalent of the production of 110,000 cows. They'll be bringing in milk from across the region," Joanne said. Hilmar Cheese Company was founded in 1984 by 12 local dairy farm families in Central California. In 2007, the company opened a production facility in Dalhart, Texas. The company is now one of the world's largest producers of high-quality American-style cheese and whey products. Hilmar is an incredibly environmentally sensitive company, Joanne said. One of the factors which attracted Hilmar to Dodge City is the city's innovative wastewater treatment system, which has won numerous awards. "Milk is mostly water," Joanne pointed out. "Once the cheese solids and whey are removed, that water will be recycled and reused. It can be re-irrigated and used in the biogas production system. They'll actually be injecting water back into the aquifer," she said. David Allam is president and CEO of Hilmar Cheese Company. "Dodge City gives us many opportunities, including a local and skilled labor force, a supportive and expanding agricultural region, and an excellent transportation network that allows us to easily reach our expanding markets," Allam said at the time of the announcement in 2021. The company specializes in the production of cheddar and American-style cheeses utilized by private label and national brand companies nationwide. It currently produces such cheeses as cheddar, Monterey Jack, Pepper Jack, Colby, Colby Jack, and mozzarella. The whey is processed into whey protein products that are used as ingredients in many foods, including nutritional beverages and bars, and lactose, which is marketed internationally as an ingredient in confections and infant formula. Hilmar exports products to some 50 countries. Increased demand for milk will benefit area dairies, such as High Plains Ponderosa Dairy, near the rural southwest Kansas community of Plains, population 1,037 people. Now that's rural. Dairy production is so advanced these days, Joanne said. They're using robotic milkers and computer operators. They monitor 600 data points on each cow and can test the milk on the spot with their state-of-the-art system, she said. The economic impact will be compounded substantially by the additional dairies, transportation, and services that will be required, Joanne said. This could double the dairy industry in southwest Kansas, she said. For more information about the company, see www.hilmarcheese.com. For more information about business opportunities in the region, see www.dodgedev.org. Who Moved My Cheese? A few years ago, that was a popular business book about change, and now we're excited to see this change in the southwest region of the state. We commend Joanne Knight and the people of Hilmar Dairy for making a difference with this investment in value-added agriculture processing. I'm glad to see the production of this cheese has moved to rural Kansas. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.